This is the local VK5 news segment, and from the South Coast Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Peter, VK5PET, for the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. Congratulations to our four candidates who achieved their foundation licences last weekend and who have joined the club as new members. We wish them all the best as they start out in this exciting hobby. Next weekend, some of our members will participate in the RD contest from our club rooms. Come up on air and give them a shout. The Lighthouse Weekend is a chance to go portable, and the club goes to the only inland lighthouse in the Southern Hemisphere, at Point Malcolm, Nerung. Members will be there from Friday evening until Sunday afternoon. Give them a call on the air, or why not visit? Let our secretary know if you want to make the journey. That's all from me. 73 from Skark.
And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Last Friday night, we had a very different couple of presentations from our normal diet of amateur radio. A former paramedic came along and gave us a refresher course on using the club's defibrillator and how and when to administer CPR. Many thanks, Alan, for keeping us on our toes with this important topic. Alan then gave us a look at his experiments with water drop photography, and what an eye-opener that proved to be. Alan has scratch-built a large-scale framework which he has populated with computer-controlled valves and water reservoirs, multiple flash units and a compressor to force a jet of water upwards through the base for the downward-travelling drops to collide with. He uses different coloured liquids and multiple jets to create some really stunning photographs. The whole system is controlled via an Arduino mini computer, and drops can be timed to the microsecond in order to get them to collide in a staggered pattern for greater visual impact. The system is a credit to Alan's ingenuity and patience, and has resulted in some truly fabulous shots hanging on the wall of his home. Thank you, Alan, for sharing your passion with us. Our next meeting on Friday the 17th will be our 2018 Annual General Meeting. Will we see a whole new leadership team, or will the status quo prevail? It's understood that a number of the existing committee are prepared to carry on unless we have new candidates who wish to step up. The members will have their say, and we should know the outcome in 2 or 3 weeks. Good luck to all who are standing for the elections. Hopefully the cold, wet and miserable weather will start to fade away very shortly, and we can look forward to some nice warm, sunny days for a change. I'm sure that many, if not all of us, are itching to get outside for once, perhaps even get out in a park with a radio. It's been ages since I ventured out, but the noise level at my QTH is making me think seriously about it. Our overseas travellers are now back in the fold. Colin, VK5DK, has been in England playing seniors cricket, and Tom, VK5EE, has been cruising the world with his English family. Fancy returning to this weather, Tom. You must have lost the plot. That's me run out of steam again. So on behalf of our members, I wish you all a great week, and say 73 from Serge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, howdy doody, everyone. This is Les, VK5 Kilo Lima Delta, with this week's news and notes from the North East Radio Club. And just a quick reminder, once again, that North East Radio Club annual fees are now due, and if you pay them by the first meeting in September, then you will get the special discount rate. So, if you haven't already done so, renew your membership soon. And another reminder that August has got 5 Fridays in it. Yes, that's right. Friday the 31st of August will be our 5th Friday night dinner, as it's the custom with the North East Radio Club. Whenever there's a 5th Friday in the month, we go out and have feasting and fellowship at a hotel or a restaurant somewhere around the northeast suburbs. So I'll go out and in my role as Sir Lunchalot, I'll choose a suitable venue. So stay tuned for the location of the fifth Friday night dinner. And the next general meeting will be next Friday, the 10th of August, and it will be the QCX Kit Information Night. And two of our gurus, namely Trevor, VK580Q, and Rob, VK5RC, will give us the lowdown on the 40-metre and 20-metre kits. So come along and find out all about these very interesting kits for HF. And the construction of these kits will start on the Tech Night, which will be Friday the 24th of August. So on that night, you will need to bring along all your tools and equipment to start construction on the QCX kits. Now, if you don't intend to build the kit, it doesn't really matter. You can still come along and find out all about them. And yeah, if you're looking over someone's shoulder while they're constructing the kit, you'll get a lot of techniques and ideas for building kits of your own. So don't be put off by the fact that you won't be doing the kits. Come along and see what's happening. And these meetings, of course, will be at the usual meeting place for the Northeast Radio Club, the Modbury West Community Hall at Capulet Crescent. Get there before 7:30 because that's when all the action starts. And get there a bit early and get a nice seat. And tea and coffee and soft drinks will be available for purchase on the night. I hope to see you there. Well, that's all for this week. Don't take notice of that man that tells you to walk softly. Make lots of noise when you walk. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. At the last general meeting, I called for volunteers to carry out two important tasks. The first of these was a call for members to organise a JOTA weekend on the 19th to the 21st of October 2018. The event runs from Friday to Sunday evening, but we do not have to use all that time. It can be just a one-day event. We have been approached by the Girl Guides to run this event at the Shack. We're also looking for a volunteer to take over writing the AR's notes for the amateur radio newsletter from Christine, who has been doing this task for many years. This involves taking notes during the meeting or using the secretary's notes and taking some photos. The text file and the accompanying photos are then sent to the WIA for inclusion in amateur radio. If you're prepared to help out AR's with these important functions, please send me an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. Later this month, we'll be converting the other shed at the Shack site to a clean and secure storage site for the Girl Guides, much like we did for our Shack several years ago. We'll need our great work crew once again, and if you can be available, please contact Trevor, VK5NIX, preferably by email at tmolde@internode.on.net. Trevor has asked that you make sure you identify your message as being for AHARS so it does not get lost in his junk mail. You can also phone Trevor on 8235-0634 and leave a message. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 10th of August. The next social morning at the Shack will be on the 11th of August. The next technical session at the Shack will be on Saturday the 25th of August, and Jim, VK5TR, and Barry, VK5BW, will explain oscilloscopes and spectrum analysers in some detail with an interesting show-and-tell session. The AR Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gatherings at the Shack are held on the second Saturday in the month, and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. The guest speaker at the next general meeting on August the 16th will be Wayne, VK5APN, and he'll be telling you all about Earth-Moon-Earth communications. Looking still further ahead, September the 20th general meeting will be a presentation by Colin and Mark on the history of the Mount Lofty beacons. The next member's show and tell will be on Thursday the 18th of October so you've still got a little bit of time to finish a UFO. Every Monday night at 8 p.m. South Australian local time, the weekly Club Net is held on the VK5RAD repeater, 14700 MHz, with a minus 600 offset. All licensed amateurs are welcome, and as the tower is back up at Crafers, I think everyone should be able to get into this net. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au or catch up with me at the next general meeting or at a shack morning. That's all for this week. 73.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.